I could suggest a pshat in the Medrash, this is my own pshat. There is an understanding among the commentaries that Hashem insisted Moshe pass away outside Israel so that the people of Israel realize that their connection to Hashem is not contingent on any human being. Had Moshe entered the land of Israel, then Judaism could have become the religion of Moshe. And Hashem wanted Judaism to be the religion of God's people connecting to God without an intermediary. And so it was necessary when that generation, the second generation, enters Israel and enters their homeland that Moshe stays out in the desert. He stays outside Israel. He's buried outside Israel. What was the sin of the golden calf? It was what happened when the people thought they don't have Moshe and cannot continue without Moshe, right? The people said, Moshe's gone, how are we going to manage? We need a golden calf. What does Hashem do? When it comes time for Moshe to die, Hashem says, you stay out of Israel, you're not going in. There's a long midrash where Moshe argues and pleads and Hashem goes back and forth and back and forth. You have 3-4 pages long arguments back and forth. Finally Hashem says, no, it's it, you're dying there. Stop. The golden calf was the product of a nation incapable of dealing with the Torah, God, their faithfulness to God without the leader Moshe. When Moshe is buried outside Israel and his burial plot is directly opposite the remnants of the golden calf, quite possibly, I want to suggest what the Midrash is telling us is that Moshe's burial puts down the remnants of the golden calf. We say there's one angel out there that's still ready to haunt us. That's the potential of the people to turn this into the religion of Moshe, the religion of a human being. No, this is the religion of God. This is a religion that does not have intermediaries. And whenever there's room for that Baal Peor to come up, that opening for someone to say, you need an intermediary, there's the grave of Moshe that puts it down again. Where we say, we had the biggest prophet in the world. If God wanted an intermediary, we had someone who was angel-like. Someone who could live 40 days and 40 nights without food, and everyone saw it. Not a few people saw him walking on water. Everyone saw it. He's up in the mountain. Everyone saw it. He brings down food for 40 years. There's food raining from heaven. Greater than any stories we heard about anyone else. So if God wanted an intermediary, we had it. And so the Medrash telling us that Moshe's burial corresponds to Peor, to that remnant of the golden calf, quite possibly what the Medrash is telling us is that there's always room for someone to come and claim, you need an intermediary. Let's have someone, it could be those that claim it's the Son of God, and it could be others that made other claims throughout our history. And whenever you have that Peor, you have that opening that's really a disgusting opening, because the Torah repeatedly says that's a falsehood, that there will never be such a thing. The great answer to that, without the Torah, the great answer to that is Moshe's burial. And possibly that's what the Midrash is telling us. That there is repeated potential for that to come up, be it during the period of the first temple, where the people did digress and go in the steps of idol worship and paganism, and be it afterwards when there were all kinds of leaders that made themselves into God, that they made themselves into all kinds of gods. And the great answer for that Peor is Moshe's burial. So maybe that's a deeper understanding into what the Midrash is saying.